Hi, I'm Jasmine Greenaway, and I'll be walking you through a demo on string concatenation. In this demo here, we're working with two variables, string1 and string2, and there are just some strings that say hello and world. In this first demo, we're using the plus operator to bring string1 and string2 together. Again, it's called concatenation. So when I do string1 plus string2, I get hello world. I can even add an additional string here, and I'm adding the word big here and saying hello big world. Now this is all great, but notice that there's no spacing in between the words. So let's fix this up in the next demo. Here we're adding some spacing to the word hello. So notice that we're using that same variable string1, and we're just updating it so that there's some space after the word hello. So if I do the same thing I did in that previous example, I now have some space between the words hello and world. When you concatenate strings, you have to put the space in yourself. Now, what I could have also done was added a string here, like in between string1 and string2, and then put an empty space here in between the two. So just basically a string with nothing in it. So that's another way you can do it. And then in example 14, we've added some space after the word big. So now there's space between all three words. In this final demo, we're working with some numbers. Remember that the plus sign also works with addition. It's used for addition. So if I try to do the number1 and the string1, which I'm doing here with num1 and num2, and I try to print that to the console with the plus operator, I get the string 11. JavaScript just assumes that this is a string because you can't add the number1 and the string1 together. It doesn't try to convert it for you or anything like that. So it just assumes it's a number. And on the second example here, because we are working with two numbers, so number1 is the actual number1, the integer 1, and then we add the number1 here, we add them together, and it prints the number 2, because this is not a string at all.